Amiga Circle is a podcast series of interviews with Latino leaders and changemakers on a variety of topics. The host is Jocelyn Loza, founder of Latina Professionals of Chattanooga. Jocelyn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Ray, for having me.
Tell us more about the podcast.
Latina Professionals, due to COVID, we actually had to cancel all in-person networking events that we usually have every year. And so another way to stay connected was starting a podcast. Initially, it was not my idea to have a podcast, but I felt like we needed to stay connected with our supporters and, you know, with our members and with the community and to let them know, hey, we're still here. We want to still highlight topics that need to be still highlighted within the Latino community. And then I decided, you know what, let's start it first as Instagram live interviews. So it started as Instagram live interviews where we had the guests come and talk about topics that were currently happening during COVID, like what they were going through with COVID, if they were feeling isolated, how they were managing the whole situation with COVID, how it affected their family, themselves, their employment, and also for them providing resources for our listeners. So I wanted to make sure that the topics that were being talked about during that time were related during COVID. You know, we were all in this together. And so really providing the feedback and the resources. And then from there, we were getting good feedback and people were liking the Instagram live interviews. And so that's when I headed to that direction of, why don't we just do a podcast?
And from there, you're aiming for a mix.
Exactly. So we talk about various topics. Again, current events, financing, family, entrepreneurship, health, personal stories, adversities, successes, everything that we go through every day. Our COVID episode was actually a spinoff of our current podcast, which is called Amiga Circle. So we did a separate COVID podcast episodes for that, which were in English and in Spanish. And most of our episodes are in Spanglish, so anyone can go and listen to them.
And you remind folks at the beginning of each episode.
Exactly. So they know what they're getting themselves into. And we also have an intro where we talk about letting them know like a preview of what we're going to talk about in these episodes. And it's everyday life situations, like I mentioned, adversities and great advice. Whoever's listening, they don't have to be Latino to listen to this podcast. It's everyday life situations that we go through. Again, we talk about entrepreneurship, health, an episode that I'm going to be airing soon. We're going to talk about mental health. So things, again, that need to be talked about in our community that are not highlighted.
What are some of the things that you have learned through this podcast? One, just learning how to do a podcast or do a podcast like this.
Well, yeah, obviously that's one. I've learned how to create a podcast, how to create the content. Even though I've created content as a marketer, you know, I create content for social media and for websites, web development. But this is a different type of content because it has to be content that is appealing, content that is relatable, more of a personal level being relatable. So that was a learning curve. But then again, I had great feedback from people who have done podcast episodes or who are very successful in doing that. So I was able to reach out to people that I didn't even know via social media, and they just, you know, gave great advice and feedback. What I also learned is that, which I already knew, we have so many great Latino influence leaders here in the Chattanooga area alone, but nationally, it's just highlighting so many great people. And it helped for all of us to stay connected and not be in silos. But it also created a larger network, more of a digital network where people can go and say, hey, I want to connect with this person and I'm in the same situation. So it just helped me learn that no matter what platform I'm in, if it's in person or social or digital, you still have to keep that connection.
What are some other topics that you are covering or thinking about covering in the next few weeks, next few months?
Well, there is an episode where I'm going to dive in more into the entrepreneurship area and also highlighting a couple of topics that are current event topics. The podcast itself highlights more Latinas. But I think like a few weeks ago, I highlighted a Latino, a male in our area. So I'm going to be heading in that direction where I'm going to highlight more of maybe even a partnership. I know I have an episode coming up where it's husband and wife, and they talk about their business and entrepreneurship, family, balancing all those things and how they got to where they got to and the resources. So it's all about, again, resources, developing that connection online, highlighting change makers, and just keeping us together while we go through this still COVID situation.
And for people who want to hear the podcast, want more information, where can they go online?
They can definitely go to our website, which is Latina Prof Chat. That's Latina, PROFCHATT.com. And they can find us on Spotify. They can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere they listen on their podcasts.
All right, Jocelyn, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ray.
And now, part of the Amiga Circle podcast.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn Loza, founder of Latina Professionals. You're listening to Amiga Circle, where we chat with remarkable Latino leaders and change makers about their careers, families, adversities, happy moments, and everything in between. All of our conversations are recorded in English or Spanglish.
Julie Alma, the founder of Investing Latina, an online community for financially powerful women. She is an award-winning money expert, writer, and YouTuber that covers topics around personal finance, investing, and entrepreneurship. Her money philosophies have inspired thousands of women to live minimally and spend intentionally so that they can invest more. Hi, Julie. I am so excited to have you on to talk about investments, a topic that is rarely talked about in Latino households. So my first question involves family and your Dominican Latino culture. Did your culture, your family, or an experience influence you or influenced your decision in getting involved in the financial industry?
Well, for me, it was very, very interesting because I was born in the Dominican Republic. I'm an immigrant here in the United States, and I had no idea about the stock market. I had no idea about investing. My parents were just entrepreneurs. They had a bodega here in New York, and that's what they did. They made money, but they didn't know anything about investing. They didn't know anything about the market. So in my situation, I definitely had to figure it out. But I will say that my parents did always teach me to be resourceful. Like, they always figured stuff out. And I think that that sort of lesson in life helped me navigate the financial system. So when I got to know the stock market, when I got to investing, I essentially got lucky because I started working at a nonprofit and they happened to have a 403B. And for me, I had no idea what that meant. The number seemed weird. I had no clue, but they were like, just do it. It's free money. Go ahead. And then a couple of years later, after being consistently investing, I realized how powerful it was. I was like, oh my goodness, this is like an opportunity for me to make more money. And so that led me to really getting more involved. And like I told you, my parents were always super resourceful. Like, and all my mom specifically always loved learning new things. Like I remember her taking classes at night, learning about floral design, learning how to crochet, like all these like fun little things. She has always been a student and she loved learning. And essentially that's what I did, even though I didn't get the knowledge from them specifically. Like, they didn't tell me, oh, hey, open an investment account. They taught me how to figure things out. And that's how I did it. That's how I started investing. And it's been almost 13 years now, which is crazy, but it was literally the